At the movies this week, we'll discover the continuing adventures of a super family. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. It's been 14 years since Brad Bird introduced audiences to The Incredibles, and though it took a long time to bring this lovable family of supers back to theaters, their return is the entertaining and action-packed sequel that fans have been waiting to see. Incredibles 2 picks up where the original left off, as the Parr family works together to battle the city's latest threat. But things don't go as planned, and superheroes are once again blamed for the damage caused by the battle. One person who doesn't want to do away with supers is Bob Odenkirk's Winston Dever, a wealthy businessman who has a plan to make them legal again, with help from Holly Hunter's Elastigirl. So while Elastigirl sets out on a mission to save supers, Mr. Incredible, voiced by Craig T. Nelson, takes over her tasks at home. Now, just like the first Incredibles, the sequel has a cool, retro style and plenty of superhero action. But that's not really why audiences love this super family. We love them because, despite their superpowers, they're a real family with real issues. And while kids love the action and humor of it, parents will connect with it on a completely different level. This time, Elastigirl gets her chance to shine, but the real star of the show is Jack-Jack, whose developing abilities keep the family on their toes. And just when things start to get tense or scary, he does something adorably hilarious to bring back the laughs. Meanwhile, it's all put together in a fun and familiar package. The animation is stunning, but the team chose to stay true to the original designs, just as they stayed true to the story and the personalities. Instead of giving the family a high-tech makeover, they're the same lovably cartoony characters that they were before. And that's exactly how it should be. But is it worth reuniting with this powerful family? It sure is. Incredibles 2 isn't the tear-jerking tale that many Pixar movies are, but it's smart and sophisticated in its own way, and it's just a whole lot of fun. It gets a B+. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. At 1 hour and 55 minutes long, The Incredibles was a surprisingly long animated movie. The sequel clocks in at 1 hour and 58 minutes, making it not only the longest Pixar movie, but also the longest computer animated film to date. But it's worth every minute. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including Mike Tyson and Steven Seagal facing off in China Salesman, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.